Good morning, and we're very happy to be with you once again this morning.
各位早上好，我们今天能够再跟大家在一起，非常高兴。
We've had three very happy weeks with you.
我们跟大家在一同度过了三个快乐的星期。
Looks like we're going to have to leave in a few days now.
我们要在最近几天就要离开这里。
But we are praying for you as you continue in the Lord's work.
但是我们要继续为大家在主里面的工作祷告。And
we trust that God will continue to use every means possible to draw friends to Himself.
我们相信神一定会使用一切可能的方法把我们的朋友带到他的面前。
I see some faces that at one time were strangers to God.
我们过去有一度是在神面前是陌生人。
But now, through what Jesus Christ has done in your lives, you belong to Him, and we rejoice with you.
但是，借着主耶稣基督所做的奇妙工作，你们属于了耶稣基督，我们为你们很欢喜快乐。
On this morning, we would like to share with you a gospel message.
今天早上我们要跟大家一同分享一段福音的信息。
If this is your first visit here, we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
假如这是你们第一次到这里来，我们奉主的名表示欢迎。
We'd like you to keep this message that has been printed up for you.
我们希望各位能够把印好的讲义保留下来。
And if you are interested in learning more English, we have the message already recorded on tape.
那假如各位还要继续更深的学英文，我们已经把这篇讲义事前录好音。You
can borrow the tapes and go over the same message at home at your convenience.
你可以把这个录音带寄回去，带回家，你继续的学习。
Well, this morning, the topic I would like you to consider with me is to give me your body.
今天早上，我要大家一同跟我思想的一个题目，
you know,
就是把你的身子交给我。
As a doctor, this interests me because the medical profession needs bodies.
那么作为一个医生呢，这个题目很能够让我发生兴趣，因为医药界很需要身体。
Doctors, young doctors, need to be trained.
年轻的医生啊，需要被训练。
Sick bodies are needed to fill hospital beds.
医院的病床需要病人的身体来填满它。
Bodies are needed for transplantation surgery.
外科的移植手术啊。 也需要身体。
Over 90 hearts have been transplanted at Stanford University Hospital.
在斯坦福大学附属医院里面，差不多已经移植了90个以上的心脏。
Surgeons are desperately in need of bodies.
外科医生啊，非常的极端的需要身体。
And patients are on waiting lists hoping for a donor.
病人在名单上排得很长，他们盼望有一个捐输肢体的人。I'm
a director of the emergency department of a large hospital in America.
我是美国一家很大医院的急诊室的主任。And
I know that there are teams of doctors that maintain a constant alert waiting for possible donors.
那么我知道啊， 有许多的医生，他们都随时在密切地注意着有任何可能捐输身体的人。The
queues for transplantation grow longer.
那个要等候外科移植的长龙是愈来愈长。The
medical profession faces a big dilemma.
医药界正面临一个进退 两难的问题。
On the one hand, they need sick bodies.
在一方面, 他们需要有病的身体。
On the other hand, they need healthy bodies to replace the sick parts.
在另外一方面, 他们需要健康的身体, 好从这些健康的身体上去拿这个要用的肢体。
Do you suppose that prices will be set on various organs?
那么你是不是认为在人体各样不同的
How much will you sell your eye for?
那么你愿意卖你一只眼睛用多少钱卖呢?
I heard of one man who urgently needed money for an operation on his child.
我听说过有一个人呢, 他非常需要有钱来给他的小孩子开刀。
He advertised in the newspaper that he would sell his eye for the price of the medical care for his child.
所以他就大灯广告，说是他愿意用一个价格来把眼睛出让。什么价格呢？就是他小孩子医药费用的那一个价格。So
the medical profession really does need our bodies.
所以医药界实在需要身体。But
you know, friends, the science and scientific fields are not alone in wanting or making a bid for your body.
但是各位要晓得，科学并不是单单需要我们身体的一种。
Communism would like to have your body.
共产主义也要我们的身体。
All totalitarian systems which place primary value on the organization rather than the individual need the bodies of men and women.
集权主义的制度也需要男男女女的身体。这种制度，他们把最大的价格放在组织上，而不是放在个人的身体，这个个人身上。
They don't want your questions.
他们不需要你的问题。They
can't tolerate your questions.
他们不能够容忍你的问题。But
they need you.
但是他们需要你。They
need your sweat.
他们需要你为他劳苦。They
need your talent.
他们需要你的智慧。They
want your treasure.
他们需要你的财宝。Communism
enslaves the minds and the bodies of their citizens.
共产主义奴役他们人民的身心。
They don't want their slaves to escape.
他们不希望他们的奴隶逃跑。That's
why East Germany built a wall.
这就是东德为什么要造墙的道理。That's
why Russia has electrified barbed wire.
这就是为什么俄国要把他们的边境, 所铺设的铁丝网通电的道理。That's
why Red China has bamboo spikes.
这就是 为什么赤色的中国有竹木的道理？They
cannot tolerate escapees' criticism.
他们不能够忍受那些逃亡者的批评。And
they need the manpower to push their machines.
他们需要人力来推动他们的一切活动的机器。Very
famous Russian escaped named Solzhenitsyn.
那有一个很有名的俄国逃亡的人，他的名字叫苏珊尼辛。He
recently asked a searching question of the American people.
他最近呢，提出一个很锐利的问题来问美国人。He
said, "You were born free."
他说，你们是生而自由者。Why
then do you court favor from my slave masters?
那么，你们为什么
And so totalitarian systems want bodies.
所以集权主义的制度啊，需要人的身体。Not
only does medicine and science want your body,
不仅仅是医学、科学需要我们的身体。But
communism wants your body.
共产主义需要我们的身体。And
there's a third vote.
还有第三个需要我们身体的竞争者。Now
there are very many popular gyms and health spas.
那现在 有许多很普遍的健身房或者是温泉疗养场
and they're making grand appeals for your body.
他们对你们的身体也提出强烈的要求。
Handsome muscle and gorgeous curves are promised if you will only come to their gyms.
那么假如你们到他们的健身房去，他们就答应说你们一定啊会有美好的肌肉，会有漂亮的曲线。
I know a young man who idolizes muscle.
我认识一个年轻人，他很崇拜肌肉。
It's his own muscle.
当然是他自己的肌肉。
He did not go to any ordinary gymnasium.
他不到普通的健身房。
He shopped around until he found one that had full-length mirrors.
那么他就到处找，一直找到有这个全部那个长的镜子，可以照全身的那个镜子为止。
Because he insisted on admiring his own muscle.
因为他要欣赏他自己的肌肉。
He loved to look at his rippling muscle as he lifted weights.
那么在他减少这个在他举重的时候，那么他欢喜看到他那个漂亮的肌肉。
Now men are really lovers of themselves.
人实在是自己的爱好者。
And this is demonstrated by sexual drive.
那么这件事啊。 在性的冲动上是表露无余。
Sexual drive is one of the most powerful forces in the world.
性的冲动啊，是全世界上最强的一股力量。
The advertising world and business has obviously taken advantage of this trait of human nature.
这个广告业，他们很显然的就利用人类。
Profit seems to be in inverse proportion to the amount or the shortness of clothing that the girls wear.
这种广告的收益，它的利用啊，好像跟那些售货女郎的所穿的衣服成反比例。
So everyone really recognizes sex as a basic human instinct.
所以每一个人呢，都承认。
Because it's universal. The great lie has been around for a long time. Men the world over say that the body is for sex.
全世界的人都说身体是为了性而存在。
Give me your body seems to be the major theme of all cultures.
把你的身子交给我，好像呢是所有文化的主题所在。
Give me your body is the great theme that is expressed audibly or by wandering eye.
把你的身子交给我，好像是我们大声喊出来的一种声音。
So men say, give me your body.
所以人就说,
but I would like you to listen to what the Bible has to say. Because it speaks very clearly on this relevant subject.
因为圣经啊,对于这个有关的问题,
说得非常清楚。 1 Corinthians 6:13 says this.
哥林多前书第六章十三节这样说,
The body is not for illegitimate sex or sexual indulgence, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body.
身子不是为淫乱, 乃是为主, 主也是为身子。
And so we see there is a fourth contender for your body.
所以我们从这句话里面就看出来啊，有一个对你的身子有第四个捉弄者。
Science and communism and selfish sexual appetites all stake their claims.
科学、共产主义以及自私的性的要求都提出
But this morning I'd like to tell you that the greatest claim upon your body is by God himself.
但是今天早上我愿意告诉各位对你们提出主张最强烈的要求的就是神他自己。
And I'd like you to consider three reasons why his claim is the greatest.
那么我要大家来思想三个理由为什么他的要求是最大的最强的。
First, he created you.
第一,他创造了你。
And secondly, he redeemed you.
第二,他赎回了你。
And then finally, he created or made you for himself.
第三,也就是最后
Well, first, he's the designer and the creator of your body.
首先,我们知道,他是你的身子的设计者,创造者。
Oh, yes, I know the evolutionary teaching.
不错,我晓得进化论的道理。
But I want you to remember that it is not a fact, established fact, or a law.
但是我要你们知道, 这个进化论不是一个已经建立起来的事实，也不是一个已经确立不疑的定律。
Evolution has never been demonstrated or reproduced in the laboratory.
那么这个进化论呢，在实验室里面，它永远不能够重新再重复一次。
Progression from the simple to the complex. Sounds reasonable and is a good theory.
那么我们的进步从简单到复杂，听起来啊，好像很好，很有理由。But
it's not consistently found in nature.
但是在自然界却不能够看得出来。When
I find that a sea urchin has more chromosomes than man, I raise my eyebrows in question of the theory.
当我发现一个海胆，它比我们普通人所具有的染色体还要多的时候，我就不能够不感到惊奇。Scientific
philosophy is predicated on the principle of cause and then effect.
科学的有系统的哲学，它是以因果这个原则为根据的。
But evolutionary theory has no first cause.
但是进化论呢，没有原始的原因。I
have more questions and conflicts with evolution than I have with creation.
我对进化所有的问题，以及我对进化所看到的冲突，比我对创造所看见的。
And so friends, I really believe it takes more faith to put your trust or confidence in evolutionary theory than it does to trust in God.
所以,亲爱的朋友,我们要是相信进化论呢,远比相信神的创造还需要有更多,更大的信心才能办得到。
And so, dear friends, this morning we urge you to listen very carefully.
所以,亲爱的朋友,今天早上我们求你们仔细的,小心的听。
The living God of creation, the very one who created you, has a right to claim your body.
这位创造的永生神,就是创造你的,他对你的身体有要求的权利。
He not only has that right because of creation, but because he has a personal interest in you.
他之所以有这样的权利,不仅是因为他创造了你,而且是因为他关心你。
Now the second point is that he has redeemed your body.
第二个理由是他救赎了你的身子。
And he has paid the price and bought back your eternal soul.
他付出了代价,把你永恒的灵魂买回来。He
paid that price.
他付出了这笔代价。Sometimes
we get short of money.
有的时候我们缺少钱财。Well,
you can take your watch or some other precious object to the pawn shop.
把你的表或者其他值钱的东西送到当铺里去。
And you can put this in there, and we'll use this as an illustration this morning.
那么你可以把你的东西放在当铺里面，我们用这件事啊来说明我们今天要讲的道理。
You can't have your watch back unless you pay money back for it.
除了你把钱输他的钱交给当铺以外，你就不能够把表拿回来。
The shopkeeper can look on the back of the watch.
那么这个当铺里的店员他可以看这个表的背后。
And maybe your name is engraved there on that watch.
也许你的名字就刻在这个表的背后。
But you can't have it until you pay him back.
但是除了你付了赎回的代价以外，你就不能够把它拿回来。
It's only yours if you pay it back.
只有在你付了钱赎回以后，你才能够，这个表才是你的。
Now the Bible tells us that we all have been sold by our first parents.
圣经告诉我们，我们所有的人都被我们最先的那一对始祖把我们给卖。
We've all been placed in the devil's pawn shop.
我们都被抵押在撒旦魔鬼的当铺里面。
We were all sold into sin.
我们被全部卖给了罪。
This includes all Americans.
这个把所有的美国人也包括在里面。
This includes all Japanese.
也包括所有的日本人。
This includes all the people of China.
也包括所有的中国人。
This includes all the people of the world.
也包括全世界的人。
We all had first parents.
我们都有始祖。
Everyone is in this condition as described being a slave to sin.
每一个人呢都在这样一个情况之下，就是我们被形容为罪的奴仆。
Let's read in Chinese the reference of Romans 6:16.
那么我们大家来念罗马书第六章十六节，用中文来念，我们大家最好一同来开口。罗马书六章十六节，岂不晓得，我们一同来念，岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？不做罪的奴仆以至于死，不做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
There's a high price set on each one's head.
我们每一个人的头上都标了一个很大的价格。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
Now, this price is not measurable in terms of silver or gold.
这个价格是不可以用金银来衡量的。
The Bible tells us that the redemption price is the life's blood of a perfect man.
圣经告诉我们，我们救赎的这笔代价是一个完全人他所有的把生命流尽的血。
The world really has been looking for that perfect man.
那么这个世界一直在寻找这样一个完全人。
Confucius looked for the perfect man and never found him.
黄老夫子也在寻找这样一位完全人，但是没有找到。
But the word of God tells us there is a perfect man.
但是神的话告诉我们有一位完全人。
The Son of God came to this earth from God.
神的儿子从神那个地方降世到这个世界上来。
He's that perfect one.
他就是那一位完全人。
The Bible tells us that you know that you were not bought back or redeemed with silver and gold.
圣经告诉我们说你们的赎不是凭着金银等物。
But we have been bought back with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们乃是凭着基督耶稣的宝血被买回来的。
He was perfect and without blemish or spot.
他是完全的，没有瑕疵，没有玷污。
No one since the foundation of the world could qualify to die and pay that redemption price.
从创世以来就没有一个人够资格来死或者为这种救赎付出他的代价。
Because they were all guilty.
因为他们都是罪人。
But God so loved the world.
但是神爱世人。
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。感谢主。 We are so grateful that God has a claim on our bodies today.
我们是这样的感谢神，因为他对我们的身体今天也提出了要求。
It's a triple claim.
这个要求是三方面。
He created you.
第一,
and then he bought you back by paying that awful price with the death of his own son for your sin and mine.
第二,他为了你的罪,为了我的罪,把付出了那样一笔可怕的高的代价。
And then he made you, created you, to suit himself.
然后他创造你, 使你能够合乎他的使用。
He took your place.
他代替了你的罪地位。
But God raised his son from the dead.
但是神使他的儿子从死里复活。
And Christians serve a living Savior.
基督徒在侍奉一位永生的神。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is truly alive and well today.
我们的耶稣基督他今天还是 活着活得很好。
And so the Bible teaches us that we do not belong to ourselves.
所以圣经教训我们说，我们不是自己的人。
It says, therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirits which belong to God.
所以圣经说，要在你们的身子上荣耀神，在你们的灵里荣耀神，你们的灵魂体都是属于神的。The
word of God is so specific.
神的话是这样的清楚特别,
it blasts the myths of men.
把人所有的谎言虚妄都打破了。
The body is not for sexual indulgence.
身子不是为淫乱的缘故。
But the body is created, is made for the Lord of glory.
但是身子是为主而创造的。
And this body is for the Lord.
所以我们这个身子是为主而存在的。
And the Lord is for the body.
主也是为了身子。
So this is his third claim upon you.
所以这个是他对你提出来第三方面要求的理由。
God created these marvelous bodies of ours as a vehicle through which he could live and do his work.
神创造了我们这样一个奇妙的身体，拿这个身体当作工具。 好让他在里面居住，在里面工作。
Well, we're only complete when these marvelous bodies that are so constituted allow the Creator Redeemer to live in us.
那么我们只能够在这样一个条件下面完全，那就是我们这个如此奇妙被创造的。
Yesterday, this is not a... I'm going to tell you what happened yesterday.
那我现在来跟大家讲昨天发生的一件事。这个不是拎出来的。昨天我们到高雄去,
and we went to the Kaohsiung a medical school hospital.
昨天我们到高雄去参观高雄医学院的附设医院。And
there in that very large hospital is a rather large painting as large as this blackboard.
那么在那家大的医院里面有一张画，那张画比我们这块黑板还大。And
it's And there in that very large hospital is a rather large painting as large as this blackboard.
那么在那家大的医院里面, 有一张画，那张画比我们这块黑板还大。
And it's a painting of a very famous doctor and his wife.
那张画所画的是一位很有名的医生跟他的妻子。
And the doctor has an operating mask on.
那么这个医生啊，他穿了手术的这个戴了手术的面罩。
And he's working on a little boy on the table.
那么他在手术台上为一个小孩子动手术。
And this little boy has been burned very severely.
这个小孩子被火烧得非常的严重。
And he's a little Taiwanese boy.
他是一个很小的台湾孩子。
And then there's another operating table.
在另外还有一张手术台。
And on that operating table is the doctor's wife.
在那张手术台上是这位医生的妻子。
And she is on that operating table having an operation too.
她在那个手术台上也在接受开刀。
Now this doctor is known throughout all of Taiwan because he's so famous.
那么这位医生啊，他是如此的出名，所有台湾各地方的人都晓得他。
He's one of the earliest and first missionary doctors that came to this island.
他是最初最早来到这个岛上的传道人兼医生。
He's the older Dr. Lansborough of Zhanghua.
他是彰化的蓝医生，就是老的蓝医生。
Now I know his son, who is also a doctor.
我认识他的儿子，他的儿子也是医生。
But this was his father and his mother.
但是我们现在讲的是现在的蓝医生的父亲跟他的母亲。
And so Dr. Lansborough took skin from off of his wife and transferred the skin over to the burned body of this Taiwanese boy.
蓝医生呢，就动手术，把他妻子的好皮肤接下来移植到这位被火烧伤的台湾小孩子的身上。
And that little boy lived.
结果这个小孩子就活了。
And the hearts of that family were so touched that they all became Christians.
那么这个小孩子的家里面的人心里面受了极大的感动，因此都变成了基督徒。
Now that little boy is grown up and he's an older man now.
那个小孩子现在长大也是老人了。
He loves the Lord.
他爱主。
He serves God in the city of Kaohsiung.
他在高雄侍奉神。
And he gives glory to the work of those who were earlier in his experience.
那么他归荣耀给过去在这些事情上面工作的神的仆人。
And when we see this picture demonstrating this love, our hearts are quite moved.
当我们看到这样一幅表现爱的图画的时候，我们的心就深深的受了感动。
But God has done something far greater than that.
但是神所做的事情比这件还要伟大的多。
He paid the eternal price of death to redeem your soul.
他付出了那个永死的代价来救赎你的灵魂。
He gave his own son in love to you.
他为了爱你，把他自己的儿子舍了。
Now the Redeemer will never force his way inside of your heart.
但是我们要知道，这个救赎者他永远不会强行进入你的心里。
Revelation 3:20 tells us that he stands on the outside knocking for permission to come into the door of our heart.
启示录第三章第二十节告诉我们，他站在我们的心门外叩门。
If any man hears him patiently knocking and opens the door, his promise is that he will come inside.
那么如果有人听到他耐心的叩门，就打开门，那么他就应许要进来。
If you by faith open the door of your heart, he will come in and be a permanent guest or lodger.
那么假如你凭着信打开了你的心门，他就要进来，长远的住在你里面。
If you open the door, then and only then will you know true fulfillment.
那只要你打开门，到那个时候你就会知道 这个应许的实现,
then and only then will you know the true satisfaction of God in your heart and in your life.
那么只有在那个时候,
don't leave your Creator Redeemer standing outside.
不要让你的救赎主, 让你的创造者站在你的心门外。
He loves you with an everlasting love.
他用一个永恒的爱在爱你。
Well, friends, I'd like to talk about one other profession that lays claim on your life.
亲爱的朋友们, 最后我还要谈一种, 一种职业, 这种职业对你的身体也提出了要求。
Most people would rather not hear about this.
大多数的人呢,
well,
都不大欢喜听到这个话。
They're the morticians.
那就是, 这个殡仪馆内行的,
they'd like to have your body.
他们欢喜要你的身体。
If they get your body, they get paid a great price to bury it.
那么假如他们得到你的身子, 他们就会, 得到一笔埋葬的很大的费用。
We know that in the course of natural events, in any case, all of us must die.
我们知道根据自然的定律, 我们所有的人都一定要死。
In our country, there's great competition among the morticians to get bodies.
在我们美国, 这个干殡仪馆这一行的人, 他们对人的遗体, 那种竞争呢, 是非常激烈。
Have you ever thought about this, friends?
你有没有想到过, 这样的问题, 朋友们,
what's going to happen when you die?
那你死了以后, 会有什么样的事发生?
Where are you going to go to?
你要到什么地方去?
What happens to you after this life?
那么在我们去世以后, 会有什么样的事发生?
Would you like to know?
你想知道吗?
Well, I tell you that Jesus Christ has the answer.
我要告诉各位, 耶稣基督对这个问题有回答。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
他说, 复活在我, 生命也在我。
Come to Jesus Christ and he will answer your questions.
到耶稣基督的面前来, 他会回答你的问题。
Science,
科学,
communism,
共产主义,
sex,
性,
the morticians,
殡仪馆这行,
they all would like to have your body.
他们都欢喜得到你的身子。
But Jesus Christ is the only one who has legitimate claim upon your body.
但是只有主耶稣基督他对你的身子能够提出合法的主张。
If you come to him,
只要你到他的面前来,
he will save you.
他就要拯救你。
And you will know the peace of God that goes beyond human comprehension.
那么你就会知道, 就会领悟, 一种神的平安，这种平安是出乎我们所有人类的想象之外。
He'll not only forgive your past debts,
他不仅仅是要付出你过去的那个欠债。
He'll erase your sin,
他要把你的罪抹去。
You'll put eternal life in your heart,
他要把永生放在你的心里。
And give you eternal inheritance with himself,
他要把天上 那个永存的基业赐给你,
he will immediately send his Holy Spirit to live and reside in your heart.
他要立刻的差遣圣灵居住在你的心里面。
And he will give you the power to overcome temptation.
他要给你能力, 让你可以胜过试探。
So that in your bodies,
所以在你的身子里面,
you can glorify God.
你就可以荣耀神。
And in your spirit,
在你的灵里面,
you can serve him.
你就可以侍奉他。
And by your spiritual service, you can please him.
靠着你属灵的侍奉, 你就可以讨他的喜悦。
Now, I suppose that there are some here who have never said to Jesus Christ, I would like you to be my Savior.
那么我想在我们中间还有一些人, 他们从来没有对主耶稣讲过我愿意你做我的拯救者。
This morning he lays claim on your body.
今天早上他对你们的身体提出要求。
Because he has created you.
因为他创造了你。
He has redeemed you.
他 就除了你,
and he made you so that you would only function properly when his spirit lives within you.
那么他创造你, 只有当圣灵在你里面居住的时候,你才能够做出正当的活动。
And I wonder if there's anyone here this morning that would like to come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
不知道在我们中间有没有人愿意希望主耶稣来做你个人的救主。
We're going to bow our heads.
我们要低头。
We're going to pray to the Lord of Heaven.
我们要向天上的神主祷告。
And ask His Holy Spirit to move your hearts to accept His dear Son.
我们要求圣灵来感动你们的心。
If you'd like to know more about how to receive Jesus Christ, we stand here ready and willing to help you after the service.
假如你们愿意更多的知道神的儿子耶稣基督，那么在散会以后，我们在这个地方等待你来谈论。我们祷告。假如有这样的人，我们希望你们举手。 天父，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。我们看到，在今天早上，一个很奇妙的事，就是我们这样的身子，居然有这么多的竞争者，他们需要我们的身子。但是你的话告诉我们，今天你借着你的仆人启示我们。 只有创造的神，只有我们的主耶稣基督，对我们的身子才能够提出他合法的主张，他合法的要求。我们的身子是属于他的，因为他创造了我们，他救赎了我们，他在我们身子上面行了这样奇妙的工作，他并且差遣圣灵居住到。 那些愿意接受他的人心里面，让我们能够在灵里面侍奉他、敬拜他、讨他的喜悦。主啊，这一切我们在过去从来没有听到过，我们从来也没有想象到过。我们感谢你把这样的消息告诉我们。我们在天父面前特别求主祝福你自己的话，让你的话能够感动。 我们这些听的人，使我们的心里受你话语的激励。我们愿意在今天早上对你说：“我们把我们的身子交给你，把我们的灵交给你，让你的灵住在我们里面，使你跟我们成为一体，让我们能够在身子上，在灵里面荣耀你、侍奉你。”求主，你听我们的祷告，悦纳我们的感谢。 好，我们在天父面前祷告，是奉耶稣基督的宝名，阿门。